Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 66, being careful with our words. It was taught in a Brisa we may not consecrate items nor make erech vows nor make a cherem nowadays. But if he did consecrate an item, make an erech vow, or make a cherem, the law is as follows. If it is an animal, it should be uprooted. If it is produce, clothes, or utensils, it should be left to decompose. If it is money and metal utensils which do not decompose, he should transport the value of the benefit to the Dead Sea and cast it in. What is uprooting? He locks the door in front of it, and it dies of its own accord by starvation. Thus, we see that we have to be very careful with what we say and with what we do. In general, in life, we should be very careful to say, I promise you this, Plinedr. I swear to you this, God forbid, Plinedr. We should never say such things. And we should be careful with what we say, with how we go about things, and what we promise to other people. If you say something, you really should hold yourself to what you say. Nowadays, we're not supposed to make nedarim. We say hataras nedarim, you know, around Rosh Hashanah time. We're supposed to always say Plinedr. I will take care of it, Plinedr. I will do this for you, do that for you, Plinedr. And how often do we forget to do things, and we say things, and we make things, it will be okay, I'll take care of it, don't worry. We don't ever actually know if anything will be okay or not. It's all in Hashem's hands. What we should make sure to say is, I will try my best to take care of it, Bli Neder. I'm not making a vow, I'm not making a promise. Be careful with what we offer, what we say to people. And if you do offer something, you do say to someone, to something, to do something, make sure you try as hard as you can to take care of it and to do so right away. If I'm working in a school, for example, and I say, I will send you my schedule, Bli Neder, I say to myself, because the non-Jew doesn't know what I'm talking about, try to do that as soon as possible. So I try to send the schedule to the teacher so they see when I take their students right away, that day, if not that hour. Don't forget, because not only are you breaking your word and you're going back on what you said, even if it's on a tiny level, but it also could become a Chilul Hashem on a tiny level, because I wear my kippah when walking around school. So whatever you do, whatever you say to people, be careful. The Gemara teaches us here is we can't consecrate things. We shouldn't say these things. We shouldn't make cherems or nedarim or anything like that. We should always say Bli Neder. Everything Bli Neder nowadays. Be careful with what you say and what you promise people. Don't promise to begin with. Bli Neder always. But with whatever you say to people, be careful with it. And if you do say something to someone, try to uphold what you say. Try to fulfill what you say as soon as possible. And don't delay. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 67 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.